888-553-7536. You can pig out on information here. Every weekend for 2 big hours, the Good Day Weekend program focuses on your health and well-being, with answers to your questions coming from a well-known cardiologist, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who also has under his belt lots of training and lots of expertise and interest in knowledge when it comes to all kinds of things in medicine. He's got great answers. So if you have great questions, share them with us and everybody else so that you can be a help, because we're all here to help. 888-553-7536. Question about high blood pressure from somebody listening, Ken. And this is a fairly traditional question. We were just talking about it earlier with regard to kiwis. And what else can we add to that that may be more specific? I mean, there are a number of ways. Drugs certainly lower. I guess, does it depend on age, other things as to what you would say to somebody, here's what you do?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do before you have to start the drugs unless the blood pressure is extremely high. The key is making the diagnosis, because mental and physical activity will increase the top number. So you have to measure it. I recommend at home when you're fully relaxed with an upper arm calibrated blood pressure monitor. And for most of us, it should be under 140 over 90. For some with risk factors or aneurysms that were getting more complicated, it needs to be lower. But there are things you can do before you have to get on medications. Most importantly, get down to ideal body weight. And for many of us, we're salt sensitive. Some people not so much, but many are salt sensitive. So I would definitely try to get down to 1.5 grams of salt a day and see how that affects your blood pressure. You also want to try and get the steam out of your ear, reduce stress. After the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program, eliminate the cigarettes, cut down on the alcohol, you know, nothing more than moderate alcohol use, even lower it the best you can. These are some of the things you can do to get the blood pressure down before you have to go on the medications.
All right, so there's some helpful info. Swallow it, and let's keep moving here. 888-553-7536. Here's a cholesterol question from Fred in, where are you in South Carolina? Wedgefield, is that the name of it, Fred?
It certainly is, Mr. Stephan, and you're my third favorite Guernsey farmer.
I'm your third favorite Guernsey. I have Guernseys and Jerseys. I want to know who number one and number two are, though.
I've got a brother-in-law in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Really?
And a good friend in Pembroke.
Really? And I know who you. I know both of those people. As a matter of fact, it's a small community of dairy farmers in Massachusetts. What may we do to help you, sir?
Sounds like good company.
Yes.
What do you need? My wife, a lot of pain medicine there, doctor, and she's also got angina, and she takes an aspirin for that. I understand the evening is the best time to do that. From listening to you.
Yes.
But her cholesterol is a little bit out of the parameters, and because of all the meds she's on for her pain medicine, how can we help get her cholesterol down a little bit without putting her on another drug?
Well, there are a lot of medicine. There are a lot of foods you can eat before you have to go on the medicines if you don't have any coronary disease yet, and if your numbers are not way off the chart. There's a diet called the portfolio diet, and this is probably the most effective way to get your cholesterol down with food. It incorporates soy, nuts, and plant sterols, and this seems to be the diet that's most effective. It's called the portfolio diet. You may want to look into it. I also recommend adding some oat bran to the plant sterols, the soy and the nuts. And oat bran, it's not oatmeal. It's a fraction of oatmeal. You can get it in the container. Make sure that's the only ingredient. A serving a day after eight weeks will lower your total cholesterol by 10%. If you combine all of these things and make sure you are eating a low-fat, low-cholesterol diet, a lot of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts, lean meats, fish, this kind of diet with the soy, the nuts, and the plants, the oils, and the oat bran will get your cholesterol down quite a bit. Getting down to ideal body weight in general will also get that number down.
All right, there's you got that information, Fred. Thank you for the call, and thanks for the info about the other farms. We always like to concentrate on dairy farms or farming in general, as that's the lifeblood, the lifeline of America. One of the things we do on this program and the Good Day program during the week is focus on where your food comes from and how to get make healthy choices, where to get healthy food, because then that can go a long, 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 long way to helping prevent a lot of the things that we have to help people with here. If you have a good diet and your food choices and quality.
The first step in staying healthy is eating a healthy diet. And nobody got our trivia question right, so I guess I'll give out the answer.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure that we had enough, that there was enough room in here in terms of callers being able to get through. So why don't you repeat it one more time?
Okay, Michael, you'll open up some lines because I don't know if we have many open right now. But my question was trivia, and Doug has agreed to give out a prize. There's a type of virus that lives in your nerve cells. This is the chickenpox virus that we are, almost all of us are exposed to as kids, and it lives dormant for decades in your body, in your nerve cells, not causing a single problem until, for many of us in our 60s or later, it recurs as these horrible blistery skin lesions, which are very, very painful. And this is called herpes zoster, or it goes commonly by the name of shingles. And most people think they get it once, they're all done with it. But you might be surprised how common it is for it to recur, again in the same person. And the question is, what's the fraction of people, one in how many, will have a second episode of herpes zoster of shingles? What's the bottom number? One in how many will have recurrence of herpes zoster?
I saw 100 as an answer to that from someone who didn't have time to hang on.
1 in 100 is very far from the right answer.
All right. Too high or too low?
Way too high.
Too high. All right. There's a little hint. 888-553-7536 for a swell prize as we move on to Roger in Rapid City, South Dakota. Hi, Roger. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hello?
Yes. What's your question, sir?
Is there a tie between parasites and leukemia?
This, I think, has been speculated about, but, you know, I'm not aware, and, you know, if you kind of maybe go on to the other side of the fence of medicine, maybe that's where you might see some of this. But, you know, what causes leukemia? We know that there are some viruses that do this. There are probably genetic abnormalities that can cause this. There may be elements in the environment that also can cause this, but there's a combination of abnormal DNA with the environment. What makes you think about parasites? I'm curious.
Something I've seen on the internet.
Yeah, there's a lot of chatter about that, and you know, it's one of those. It was a couple of decades ago. It was the fungus in your GI tract. There's just a lot of parasites. And unfortunately, there's too much leukemia, and the question is, are they related? And just because something is correlated with another thing, it doesn't necessarily mean cause and effect. You know, I give out the common example, the people who have leukemia also drank milk, I'm sure, as a child. Does that mean that the milk caused their leukemia? No. A correlation does not necessarily, when two things are correlated, they don't necessarily mean cause and effect.
Right.
All right.
I can see that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. 888-553-7536. Rebecca's in Johnson City, Tennessee. Hello, ma'am.
Yes, I have a question concerning carbamazepine, an anticonvulsant. 16 years ago, I just had one grand mal seizure, and the blood work came back saying that I was 2 levels low in sodium, 1 level low in calcium. And the doctor said, you know, salt my food, eat more dairy. I then went to a neurologist, been on the medication for 16 years. Last 10 years, because of busyness, I've actually taken below the minimum. you know, each day and haven't had any. I've learned about a hyponatremia, that if you're low, you know, in sodium, you could have a seizure.
Yeah, boy, let's...
And I'm wondering...
Let's untangle this, because you're throwing around even more jargon than I do. And I'm amazed by your medical vocabulary. Tegretol is the drug that you're talking about, that most people know it by Tegretol. And you had a grand mal seizure. That's where the whole body starts shaking back and forth. Correct? You had the big grand mal one, the one that you see on TV where the person goes into a major convulsion. And it is treated. One of the medicines that we use for major seizures is Tegretol, and which you're talking about. And you're now wondering whether there was I think the real question, what you're asking me is, was there possibly a correctable problem for your seizures? And if we correct that problem, then you won't need any medication, is what I think you're really asking me.
Exactly.
And there are, let's talk a little bit about what causes the seizures. There are genetic influences, head trauma. You know, Doug talks about this always with the football players. There are set up for this later on. There are some medical disorders like strokes or heart attacks that can do it. Dementia is a leading cause of epilepsy in older adults. Meningitis, AIDS, encephalitis, these infections all cause it. Prenatal injury can later cause susceptible babies to have seizures. Developmental disorders, autism, Down syndrome are all associated. And you were mentioning a mineral, an electrolyte problem. When the serum sodium is very low, it can do it. But I think what you were saying is, you know, the normal range is about, depending on the lab, 136 to 138 to 142. If you get it down really low to 110, you can see it, but you said a couple of points. I don't think that's what's going to cause your seizures.
What is the definition of a level? Because I remember the doctor saying, "Wow, you're two levels low one level low."
Well, have you ever seen a lab report? It gives a number, and then it gives a range of normals. Like your potassium, a mineral, ideally should be 4, but on most labs, you'll probably see 3.6 or so. I think that's a little low, to maybe up to 5.4. You know, I like it between 4 to 5. But I think what they're referring to is what your actual measured value was in the blood that they collected. And far away, much lower than the normal sodium for the lab that collected your blood, that is possibly a cause of a seizure. But if it's, I think what they were saying was just 1 or 2 points below normal. Is that correct?
I just remember her saying it was, she was surprised it was 2 levels. And it was 16 years ago in another state.
Do you have those results?
No, I don't. No, because it was, you know, I never knew about the imbalance in the electrolytes causing a seizure until last year.
Well, see if you can do a little research with the doctor who took care of you then. You know, maybe they have their records. Often we don't save them for more than 7 years. But
21 after the hour.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Listening to the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend and colleague and supporter, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who has a blog at drkenshow.com, where you can follow a lot of discussion back and forth about medical issues, the latest medical news being discussed. That's what the blog is about at drkenshow.com. Meanwhile, 888-553-7536. Is the number to call. We have a couple of people. Let's get to the bottom of this trivia question on shingles. You want to repeat the question again, Ken?
Well, I asked the question about herpes zoster shingles. If you've had it once, what's the recurrence rate? How likely is it that you're going to have it again? And let's go and take some answers.
Gene, what do you think the answer is? What's the ratio?
I think it's more like 1 in 11.
You're too high. Thank you for the call. Chris in Rapid City, what do you think the number is?
And you're too high. The denominator is too high. So it's actually more people have it than 1 in 11.
Right. All right. So,
more
Chris.
More people have it than 1 in 11?
That's right. More people have it than 1 in 11.
Okay. I'd say 1 in 4.
1 in 4.
Boy, you're so close.
Yeah. It's actually 1 in 3 is the right answer, 1 in 3. So what's the relevance of that, Ken, when you are talking to people about this?
The amazing is exactly what our listeners have told us and what doctors have thought also. Everybody was surprised by the results of this study because no one thought it was this common, the recurrence rate, as our callers confirm.
Right. 888-553-7536 is a question about diverticulitis.
Let me just mention about that, about herpes zoster. The key is there's now a vaccine. At 60, you have to start talking to your doctor about it. And if you've had, the key of that question is if you've had it already, the herpes zoster, you still can get the vaccine because there's a high likelihood that you may have it again.
All right. That takes care of that. 888-553-7536. Question about diverticulitis and what to do about it, Ken. This is a good general question because apparently as you get older, a lot of people have to deal with this, right?
Well, there's a confusion in medicine. Now we're talking about the colon, the big bowel, just before the, you know, as the food travels around from the mouth down to the, as you let it out of the body, the last place it travels around is in the big bowel, the colon. And there's a confusion between the language us doctors use between diverticula, diverticulosis, and diverticulitis. And all of those are different things. The bowel is like a pipe as the food runs through it. And the normal pipe has these out pouches that normally are part of the bowel. And as they enlarge, we call them diverticula. And as they enlarge, food can get caught in them and they get inflamed. And we call this diverticulitis. the way you get these things is probably by straining, and you want to avoid constipation. You want to add fiber to your diet. We used to tell people to avoid things like popcorn, seeds, and nuts, but the studies show that that does, in fact, not increase the risk of getting an inflammation, so we no longer are excluding those things from the diet. And what we're now recommending, if you have diverticula, please avoid the constipation and just get a lot of fiber, whole grains. Oat bran is wonderful, extra fiber to the diet.
One of the things that came out, we've been talking about the results of the American Heart Association meeting in Orlando, your blood type may affect how at risk you are for a stroke. So what blood type is it that is the most dangerous, the most common having a stroke?
The most dangerous seem to be A, B, and B, and the safest blood type seems to be type O, the most common blood type. And the theory is that the blood type you have correlates with how much your blood clots. Mm-hmm. So it seems like AB and B type blood just tends to clot more than type O, and that's why you have a higher risk of stroke and heart attack. And if you have AB or B blood, you may just want to talk to your doctor about your risk factors and get them under better control.
One of the good items this week is that many more Americans are living to be 90 years of age. What did you say the number was, 2 million or more?
This is an amazing population. This is from the U.S. Census Bureau this week, that there are now nearly 2 million people in the country in their 90s, three times as many as there were back in 1980. The number's projected to reach 9 million by 2050.
888-553-7536. More of your questions, more of Dr. Ken's answers coming up as we continue this week's edition of Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health at 29 after the hour.
A new study presented at the American Heart Association's annual session suggests that the type of gum disease in patients may be associated with different types of cardiovascular disease in different ways and to different degrees. While a cause and effect relationship between the health of the mouth and the health of the body continues to be explored, this may make you think twice about your oral hygiene. Dr. John Dodes sheds light on critical oral care habits that go beyond brushing.
Previous emerging research suggests that gingivitis, if left untreated, can progress to advanced gum disease, which may be associated with broader health problems like cardiovascular problems or stroke. Having a comprehensive regimen of brushing, flossing, and rinsing with a therapeutic mouth rinse like Listerine antiseptic is a key to good oral health and killing the germs that brushing and flossing may miss.
Brushing your teeth alone misses nearly 75% of your mouth, leaving millions of germs behind. To find out more, visit Listerine.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you won't stop calling. Don't come.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
It's now 33 minutes after the hour, 888-553-7536. Saw something this weekend about a number of singers who have canceled concerts this year to undergo throat surgery. They include Keith Urban, John Mayer. I guess that the vocal cord problem has been a real issue. You look at, like, Bruce Springsteen, the way he sings. I wonder, as I watch him, look at his blood vessels popping out in his neck and the strength that it takes. And he has three or four concerts a week and has for decades. You got to wonder.
Adele is also in that list.
Yeah, right. You got to wonder what it is. And can you go through an operation like that and be healed? I'm reminded of Van Morrison, who's one of the songs that gets performed in his concerts. Have you been healed tonight? I should ask that question when we're together here. Have you been healed today?
Overuse can definitely do this, and you compound it with alcohol and cigarettes, and right. It's just asking for it.
Yeah, it would be. I'm betting that's part of the problem. 888-553-7536. Danny's in Pinson, Tennessee, listening to the Good Day Weekend program. Danny, we're on with you right now.
Good morning.
Hi Danny.
Hi. I just have a question concerning my blood pressure.
Sure.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, and my doctor put me on a 40-milligram tablet.
Of Zestril?
I'm sorry?
Of Zestril, Lisinopril?
It was Abenacar.
I'm sorry, Abenacar? Okay.
Yes. Recently, he had to reduce it to 20-milligram because it was over-regulating my blood pressure. But what's happening now, when I take my medication once in the morning, 30 minutes to an hour afterwards, I get a sharp headache in the right side of my head, and I was wondering if that has anything to do with the medication.
Do you have a home monitor for blood pressure?
Yes, I do. Yes, I
do. Do you check the blood pressure when you have the symptom?
I haven't really thought to do that, but I have checked it before and after.
Well, I would check it when you're having the symptom. Benicar is famous for causing dizziness, and I don't know if that's what you're describing, or is it more just a headache?
Well, I have had the dizziness, and of course, my doctor said that the Benicar would cause that. But
absolutely.
It's more of the sharp headache.
Well, what I would do is just check your blood pressure when you have the headache, and then if it seems to be correlated in time that You didn't have these headaches until you started Benicar. There are so many drugs, Danny. If you need a drug for high blood pressure, Zona is a mechanical device that you can, it's been shown. The Harvard Medical Letters published this about how this mechanical device actually helps to lower blood pressure for young people to actually avoid having to go on medication after you get all the lifestyle issues under control that we talked about earlier. But there are so many good choices. Were you ever on anything else? It's a little unusual to start with Benicar as the first choice.
That's the only one that I've been on. That's the one he started me on.
Uh-huh. You know, I would talk to your doctor about giving you something else. There's so many other choices. Talk to them about an ACE inhibitor. You know, you're on, this is a so-called ARB. Talk to them about an ACE inhibitor. Even a diuretic would be my second choice. Do you have any other medical problems?
That's the only thing that I've had any issues with.
Okay. Talk to your doctor about, ask them about possibly putting you on an alternative, something called Ramipril or Altase.
All right, sir. Good luck to you. 888-553-7536. Your future is brighter if you ask questions. You will create your reality with what you're thinking. So if you have a question and you want to get through a problem, why not act now by dialing 888-553-7536, as Jose has done in Los Angeles with another question for Dr. Ken. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you very much for taking my phone call. I'm a truck driver. I'm on the road right now, but as soon as I get me a spot, I'm going to pull over. The question is regarding to my son. He's 30 years old. Okay, when he born, he was born through forceps. Okay, and he had some flatness on his head. Okay, then developed problems in his growing, and he was put upon hormones to grow. So indeed, he grew normal height. He's 5'10". But now, he's having this problem in his brain. It seems to be that it's growing on his left-hand side. Okay, and the latest diagnostic, after all the studies that have been done, says, the doctor says that if there is the liquid in the spine that is rushing to the brain. So my question is, what it is, number one? Secondly, if there's any way to control this up, is he going to get better, or
Jose?
What is
Jose, can you do me a favor? I want you to, I imagine your son, I want to try and help you, but we need to simplify this a little bit. Your son has a brain doctor, a neurologist, correct?
Yes,
okay.
He does.
This is what you need to do, Jose, is call up with your son, the neurologist, and ask what's your son's diagnosis, the medical diagnosis, and write it down, and you call me back, and I'll go over that with you, okay?
That's fair.
Okay, all right. I sure will.
All right, sir.
We'll help you, Jose.
888-553-7536. John in Tennessee, you have a question for Dr. Ken about what happens after you eat?
Yes, any time I put food in my mouth, I've been like this there since the early 70s, anything, water, milk, bread, it don't matter. Anything I put in my mouth, it pulls my strength. And it's getting real, real, real bad. And somebody can't handle it. I done talked to a lot of, you know, doctors about this, but they don't know what it is.
John, yeah, that's really strange. So let me see if I can help you. So, you know, it sounds like you've done some detective work. You've tried all different kinds of foods.
Medical shows, I did everything. I done talked to people in Texas, everywhere. They say, I've never heard of anything like this.
And
it pulls my strength.
And have you tried eating all different types of things, no matter, you know, if you drink apple juice, it makes you feel weak?
Right. Anything. I can try to take vitamins.
If you and I chugged a quart of Gatorade together, I would feel energized and you'd be on the floor?
Yeah, I'd be on the floor. I mean, so the first taste, when it touched my tongue, it did go that quick. Just like if you drank something cold, it go to your head.
Uh-huh.
But it takes my whole strength, and anybody don't know what to do for me.
Have you had blood sugars checked after this?
Doctor after doctor.
Have you been to an endocrinologist? Because I bet this is some unusual endocrine problem, hormonal issue.
No, I haven't.
Let me suggest that.
I've seen a lot of doctors. A bunch of doctors.
Okay, but you haven't been to a specialist who specializes in hormones?
Well, they said they ran all kind of tests on me that they could. It's unusual. That's everything. They said,
John,
I'm in good health.
Okay, there's a very specialized kind of doctor. After they become a general internist, they specialize extra in hormones in the body. They're called endocrinologists.
What's it have to do with my eyesight? It affects my eyesight too when this food
well,
hits
this
my
affects
tongue.
You, this affects your whole body, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes.
Yeah.
You know, just like it's snow outdoors.
When food hits
my tongue, my eyes do all that kind of stuff.
But it affects you from head to toe, doesn't it?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's why I think it's something hormonal that's circulating throughout your body, and that's why I want don't fight me. Work with me. I'm trying to help you.
Right.
And that's why I want to suggest that you see an endocrinologist. Okay.
All right. There's the advice. Happy to give it. Hopefully you're happy to receive it. 888-553-7536. Fixing your body, keeping your health in tune, in shape, in check is the job Dr. Ken has here. It's 16 before the hour on Good Day Weekend.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Arden Rowley, Korean War POW, December 1950 to August 1953.
It wasn't the athletic contest that I remember vividly about that visit to the officer's camp. It's something that happened the second night. The door opened and an officer stuck his head in. He said, "Shh, follow me." This officer led us between several of the buildings in the POW camp, and we ended up in the camp kitchen, and it was dark inside. When the officer reached up and pulled the switch of a single light bulb in the middle of the room, and on the table was a cake about 16 by 20 inches inside, decorated as the flag of the United States. I knew, and it reminded me that flag represented every POW, in fact, every man that had given his life in Korea.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
From 0 to 60, I'm Bobby Owens. Once again, it's that time of year when gearheads and ordinary car fans rev up for the Los Angeles Auto Show. And Chrysler drove the excitement even further when it introduced the 2012 Fiat 500 Abarth. Head of Fiat Product Marketing, Matt Davis, says the new Abarth is quite special.
I had a chance to drive it the other day, and it's truly a remarkable vehicle. It has an Abarth tuned suspension and brake system, has an all-new 1.4-liter multi-air turbo engine, race-inspired interior and exterior, and of course you have the iconic Abarth shields that really pays homage to the racing heritage.
And Abarth's performance and price will drive its appeal.
It definitely attracts some new consumers to the brand. Not only does it appeal to performance lovers, and of course, the driving purists, who desire the Italian performance car at an obtainable price.
For more information, visit FiatUSA.com/Abarth. That's 0-60 from Chrysler. I'm Bobby Owens.
888-553-7536 at 13 before the hour, the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Here's another doctor named Lewis Parker, who's in Riverside, California. Dr. Parker, say hi to Dr. Kronhaus.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Lewis. How are you?
Oh, it's Parker. Lewis is the first name.
Hi, Dr. Parker.
I'm great. It's really terrific to hear you speak here because I spend most of my time practicing and watching symptoms and trying to figure out some ways to do preventive work.
Absolutely. And, great.
What do you do? What's your specialty, sir?
I was Riverside County's first pediatric dentist.
Western
Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio, and I took the same courses that the medical people did the first 2 years.
All right.
So, very nice. We're glad you're here.
Sometime I'd like to talk to you more at length because after I had quadruple bypass, I came up with a regimen to reverse atherosclerosis.
Oh.
And it worked very effectively. And incidentally, I've been diabetic for 12 years on metformin, and it also reversed the diabetes to where my A1C was tested at 5.9 and went down to 5.3.
So did you call in to talk about your medical issues? We're happy to talk about those or other issues that you've come across in your practice.
Well, this other one I'd like to talk to you more at length. It's not really, it's more for doctors than it is to go out over the air, and I'd like to put it to you, and you'd like to.
All right. So then, what can we do to help? What can we do to help the general listenership of the program at this point?
Well, the big reason I called in was that when I, in my practice, this was like 50, 60 years ago, if I used tincture of benzoin to keep cold sores from coming on, or once they come on, they go away in like 2 days quickly. And I thought since that's happening, apparently what it does is it puts a hold on the viral activity. So possibly you might find that the use of tincture of benzoin can get to the point where not one in three recur. It prevents the recurrence in the lip that might do so in generally.
Let me just untangle that a little, Dr. Parker, because it's a little complicated. The issue that we're talking about is the herpes zoster, the chickenpox virus, and I think the virus that you're mentioning is the herpes labialis. That's the infection of the lips, mouth, or gums.
Since they're cousins, I thought it might be relative.
But we're glad you're helping and looking out for us, and thanks so much for calling.
888-553-7536. There is no benefit from niacin for heart patients, it would appear, at least according to the American Heart Association sessions we've been talking about this weekend.
Well, it was when you added it to a statin, and this is where in medicine, we've talked about this so much, where you think it might work and you use your intuition, where you can really get yourself in trouble if you don't do the right science. The result here was that niacin in combination with a cholesterol-lowering statin drug did not lower the risk of having a heart attack, stroke, or other cardiovascular event, and actually slightly increased the risk of strokes in people with heart disease whose LDL bad cholesterol was actually under control. So this is a bad thing. This is published also this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. So you have to be very careful because the thought is, Your statins lower the bad LDL cholesterol, so why don't I also add niacin to that? Because niacin tends to increase the good cholesterol, lower the triglycerides, and it intuitively makes sense. Well, the lesson from this study, it was a National Institutes of Health study that was actually stopped midway because people were getting strokes and not doing well.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos is the medical expert of the Good Day program. Help yourself to the newsletter, both at DougStephan.com and DrKenshow.com. Check out the website there. Lots of wonderful, useful, helpful information. That's what this show is all about. That's what we're here for, to help you. You got to help yourself, though. You got to not tell us your life story. Please get to the problem and ask the question. It's not fair to the other folks.
And let me just
waiting.
Go quickly with
back
this
to
niacin,
because
I know the clock was on our back. Very important. People are on statin drugs to lower their bad cholesterol, LDL. So the theory was, add a niacin to it, because niacin increases the good cholesterol. Intuitively, it makes sense. But as the body often reacts unpredictably, doing this actually increased the risk of stroke. And this study, this National Institutes of Health National Study, was stopped early. So if you're on niacin or niaspan with a statin, talk to your doctor yesterday about making a change.
But if you're not taking a statin, what happens?
Well, that's an unknown question. There's some big studies going on right now using niacin alone to see if it's safe and effective, and we'll probably be reporting that next year.
Kirk is in Ursa, Illinois, with a question for Dr. Ken. Hi, Kirk.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I had a question about COPD. I see him, you know, talking about, you know, how in the future it may be, you know, move up as one of the leading causes of death. And I guess it's from, you know, you restrict your breathing. But what I don't hear him talking about is, you know, what you can do if you do have a problem with, like, asthma or you know, restricted airway, what you can do to prevent that, or if there's anything you can do to, you know, alleviate that so you don't progress into a COPD.
Kirk, let me just untangle this a little bit, because COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is a little different from asthma. And And COPD, by and away, is caused by smoking or by occupational exposure to chemical fumes and dust. And the best way to prevent it is don't smoke, and be real careful if you have to work around. You know, use preventive measures to, if you're around chemical fumes and dust. That's how you prevent COPD. Asthma is where the bronchospasms, constriction of the airways, they go into spasms, and that's a whole other different animal.
Okay, well, I didn't realize that it was just that COPD was just from smoking and work environment or something like that. Is it actually where your airway, seems to be,
there is.
Yes, I was thinking it was like asthma, is because
there is
airway,
being
restricted.
To be exactly accurate, chronic asthmatic bronchitis, as opposed to just plain asthma, is one of the types of obstructive lung diseases under COPD. We usually think of emphysema and chronic asthmatic bronchitis as the types of COPD, and, cigarette smoke and other irritants far and away, air pollution, chemical fumes, dust, tobacco smoke, that's what causes this.
Well, if you have asthma, I'm not a smoker, but if you have asthmatic bronchitis sometimes, I have had it, in the past, and I had a little bout with it with some kind of virus or something this summer that seemed a lot like it, and they gave me a steroid shot, and it seemed to knock it out. But I saw, at the doctor's office, I saw the paper, and they were talking about, asthmatic bronchitis and that it can turn into COPD if not treated or whatever. And that's what I was, curious about, is what you can do to keep that from happening.
Let me say it again. Don't smoke and breathe clean air.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Kirk,
welcome,
thanks,
sir,
for listening.
Russ, let's make this quick. Go ahead, sir. What's your question for Dr. Ken?
Okay. I know you're short on time. I have atrial fibrillation constantly, mild. I recently had a cardioversion. It worked. I felt 20 years younger, felt like $1 million. A week later, my heart went right back to where it was. What's next?
How many times have you been cardioverted, Russ?
Once.
Once. Are you on medication to suppress the atrial fibrillation that didn't work?
I'm on Coreg, lisinopril, and warfarin.
Okay, so you are not on a strong suppressive agent,
No.
Sotalol, amiodarone, and you need to see an electrophysiologist in 30 seconds. I can't answer that. It's to either go on a stronger suppressive agent for the atrial fibrillation, which I would probably do first, or ablation, which has some risk, but they both do. Complicated question. Talk to an electrophysiologist or call us back another time, but you need some help.
DrKenShow.com, DougStefan.com. Check it out for info on your health.